proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting teaching for you today. Praise God. We're teaching on a subject called Kings and Priests. Now, this subject, a lot of the body of Christ have never heard before. So this is going to be something maybe brand new for you. But guaranteed, if you'll catch a revelation of this teaching, it'll take you up to another level of everything that is good in God. Now, when I say kings and priests, this is two anointings that are in the body of Christ. The priests being people who are mainly in the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, and teacher, and people who are in full-time ministry. And then the kings. Now, these are people who are in the marketplace. Could be in education, could be a bricklayer, could be in construction, a medical doctor, could be a lawyer, whatever there is in the marketplace. Now, these are two separate anointings. Now, mainly, the priest's anointing is to receive vision. That vision comes to the priest from God. That is, concerning the body of Christ and the movement and the direction and the timing of God. Now, the kings, on the other hand, receive the provision from God. Now, they go out and fight battles. When I say fight battles, I'm talking about not fighting people, but fighting the good fight of faith, and go out and actually get provision from the world system and bring it back in to the kingdom of God so that the vision of God can go forth. You see, one has the vision, the other has the provision. Now, like I said, this is an Old Testament model, and God is bringing it back into the New Testament church. And you're going to find, as a result of this, we'll be able to take things on a higher level that we've never, ever been able to do them before. I'm talking about going up and getting some of the wealth that we've never been able to get before, or going in and doing some cleanup work in terms of people's lives and some of the neighborhoods and so forth that we've never been able to do before. Why? Because these two ministries were not flowing together. But we're going to talk about that more. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. It's an excellent teaching. Let's go into it. It's called Kings and Priests. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians and chapter 12, please. All right, look what it says here in verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. All right, let's work with that. When we think of members, we think of membership. Because we've come from organizations that they are members. We had to be a member of the club. But this is not a club. The word church comes from the Greek word ecclesia, or in the Greek is ecclesia. It means called out ones. And that's why the Bible calls us chosen. Okay? Chosen means you've been chose. Y'all remember my example of that when I was unsaved in the club with the boys, and lady was looking at me, and you know, we all single and hanging around, and then she just kept eyeing at me, and I said, boys, I believe I've been chose. You follow what I'm saying? I'm saying picked out of a group. Amen. That's chosen. Amen. See? So we've been chosen. But we've been chosen for something. Amen. See? Now, so we are members of a body. Now, stop thinking about membership. See, I'm a membership of this organization. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about members. My finger is a member of my hand. My arm is a member of my body.
You are members of the body of Christ. Got it? So now, if my finger is missing, notice it kind of hinders my hand. I got to figure out other ways to do things because I got that, you know what I mean? So if a member is missing, you got what I'm saying? See? And God places us in the body as he wills. Come on down here. Let's read here, starting at verse 18. But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. Not them. Him. See, some of y'all got stuff in you don't even know you got in you. And God has to place you in the body as it's pleased him. So he brings you in a certain local church as it has pleased him. Go to the church of your choice. Go to the church of his choice. Because you need the church of his choice because they're going to give you what you need so that you can be perfected to do the work of the kingdom of God. And he knows who you listen to. He knows who's got the experiences. He knows who's got the revelation. He knows so forth and so on. So if you just jump up and leave, then you didn't leave with his permission. Well, I ain't going there, but that's what I'm saying. Are you following what I'm saying? He's hooking us together for a reason. So he goes on down here and he says this, verse 21, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Are you following what I'm saying? I mean, see me scratch my eye? See me scratch my eye? You know what's doing that? My finger. You know what's helping my finger out? My hand. You know what's helping my hand out? You got what I'm saying? See, we all hooked together some kind of way. See? And it says even the weaker ones are necessary. Come on now. See, somebody may not have all you got, but they necessary. Are y'all with me here? Okay. Now, let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. Now, the body of Christ. In Genesis chapter 1, it says in verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Let who have dominion? Who? Them. Say them.
Them.
Now, the reason why I'm telling you this now is that if I take my watch off here and give it to Sister Tammy, this is we playing now,
amen.
And give it to Sister Tammy, and I give it to her. I said, this is yours. Whose is it now? Her. Now, if I want it next week, who am I going to have to come see to get it? I'm going to need her permission. So if God wants to get back into the earth after he's given it over to mankind, who is he going to have to get permission from to make that happen? Y'all got it? Okay, so you're in charge. Say, I'm in charge. Say, I'm in charge. Okay. Verse 27. And the Lord God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. So he said, be fruitful, okay, bring forth fruit, multiply, that's increase, and replenish the earth. Now, I looked up the word replenish, and I got it out of the 1812 Webster Dictionary, because that's a dictionary that came right from the Bible. I mean, Webster, when he was first writing, I mean, he wrote it right from the definition of the Bible. So, you know, today we got all kinds of stuff, but that's when it was really right. And it says to stock with abundance, to replenish, to stock with abundance. It says to recover to former fullness. Now, that tells me that something was in the earth before nothing was in the earth. Then it tells me to finish or to complete. That's what replenish means. So God is telling Adam, now this is what he gave Adam as a vision. He said, I want you to replenish this earth. Now he gave him a model for doing it. And the model was the Garden of Eden. In other words, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to anoint you. I'm going to give you a blessing, an anointing, so that you can take what's in the garden and fill the whole earth with it. You got it? Now, that given to Adam. Look what it says here in verse 29. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for what? Meat. In that your Bible, if you can write in it, instead of meat, just put alongside that provision. All right? So it's two things he's given Adam. Vision and provision. He's telling him what he wants him to do, and then he's giving him the tools or resources to do it with. Is this making sense to you here? All right. Now, come on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, please. Look what it says here in verse 45. 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was a what? A living what? Soul. And the last Adam was made a what? Quickening spirit. Okay? Now, notice the word last Adam. So Jesus came as a representation of the first man that was made. And he came representing him, showing you and I how that man operated. Now, when Jesus was here on the earth, Jesus was both king and priest. He could have the vision and he could get the provision. But now he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and now his body is here. So his body still has kings and priests. It has vision and provision, except they've been broken out to two different anointings. So now you have an anointing called the priest anointing. The Old Testament priests were responsible for, number one, hearing God. They had to hear God. God talked through the priest. Then he was responsible for offering sacrifices for the people. Okay? You know, the high priest went into the Holy of Holies on the day of Yom Kippur, and he would offer the sacrifice for all the people. The priest would also receive the tithes and offerings from the people. He also cared for the house of God, meaning that he cared for the orphans and the widows and the strangers at the gate. The priest would do that. Then the priest also spoke encouragement, and he spoke blessing upon the people before the battle. This is the priest. Now the kings were the ones that went to battle and destroyed the enemies of God. They also took the spoil of war. Spoil means stuff, money, whatever. And they paid tithes and offerings to the priest. And they governed the physical affairs of the nation. This is the kings now. Now you had a handful of priests called the tribe of Levi, Levitical priest. And you had a multitude of kings. So now the priest would get the vision, and the kings would get the provision. So now God is taking this Old Testament model and bringing it into the New Testament church and establishing this model so that God can finish the work of replenishing the earth that he had started out in Genesis chapter 1. Now, understand, the kings sometimes would give directly to the poor, meaning that they would have farmland and they would harvest a crop, but they were instructed to leave a little around the edges for the poor, that the poor would come in and they would glean. That's what they call it, gleaning. They would come in and without permission, but the kings knew, but they would let them go ahead and they'd come in and get some of the corn and so forth around the edges so that they could eat. I'm letting you know something. This was being brought to the New Testament church in this. One had mastery over spiritual things, and the other one had mastery over natural things. But they had to flow together if they were to finish the work that God had called them to do. Y'all with me, aren't you? Now, today, this model is coming back into the church. And it's coming back into the church that God is anointing kings and priests. Now understand, this is a corporate anointing. You have a private anointing where you can be the king and the priest of your own house. In other words, you're going to do the praying and you're going to go out and go to work. But on the corporate level, that's divided. And you're either a king or a priest. Well, I'm ministering, but I'm still working. You're still a king. God will flip you over. He will change you in time. Say amen to this. Amen. But there is a responsibility that you still have to bring in the spoil. In the church, we have had people not understanding this relationship, and because they haven't, Satan had taken advantage of the church. And as a matter of fact, Satan had defined what the church is, and the church bought it. Satan is the one who tried to program his model in the church. What did he do? Let's go to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, please. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. I said Matthew chapter 11, it's Matthew chapter 12. Verse 22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him insomuch that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by the Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself, what? Shall not stand. Now the devil knew this. So what did he do? He took the boards of the church. And the boards of the church began to tell the pastor what to do. Now understand, we covered last time Nehemiah. Nehemiah, I showed you in Nehemiah chapter 2 that Nehemiah said, I received the vision that God has placed in my heart. Over in Acts chapter 26, Paul said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Now, what am I saying? The vision is about God. See, the vision was not from Bill Winston. I couldn't have thought of this mall. The vision was placed in my heart by God. Why? Because I'm the priest and the head under shepherd of this church. Now, if you got two visions, you've got division. Got it? And if I've got division, the house cannot stand. And Satan knows that. So he'll raise up people on the board just because they got their degree. They now gonna tell the pastor what the vision is. Understand, if the pastor doesn't flow with them, they will hold back the provision. So now they're busy manipulating the man or woman of God and trying to get them to go along with what they say. So the enemy did that. So he put division between the pulpit and the people, between the leadership and the laity. He did that. Why? You don't trust them, and he don't trust you, and so forth and so on, and now we can't flow together. Why? For the good of the kingdom. Why? We can't get to our resting place. We can't get to our destiny. We can't get to the fullness of the stature of Christ. We can't get to the glory. We can't get to the manifestation of signs, wonders, and miracles. Why? Because the whole thing's off. Ain't nothing but strife in there. Now, are you following me now? So now God's got to come in, and what he's got to do. Anytime he needs to lay again the foundation, he used the apostle and the prophet. And I have an apostolic mantle on my life. And that's why you've come in here and you've seen things that I've laid down. We came back, start talking about the kingdom of God. And you heard it in a way you ain't never heard it before in your life. And it went all over the world. Then he came back and started talking about the law of confession. I had a pastor, a person who you well know, everybody in here knows if I call his name, in 40 years or whatever in the ministry, he said, Bill, he said, you preaching something on that I ain't never heard before. He said, I said, no, this same thing you preach, I just kind of, he said, no. He said, I ain't never preached that. That's a revelation. Now, notice, I'm not trying to outdo nobody. I'm trying to get back to the foundation. Because if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And that's why you see me in here. I come back to baptism. We're going to baptize in Jesus' name because the name above all names is designed to set you free.
Praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, again, that's on kings and priests. Now, the enemy has tried to keep these two anointings separate. In other words, he's tried to put a division between the pulpit and the pew, between the laity and the leadership. And he's tried to do that by separating us to keep us from this divine partnership that God wants to set up. And therefore, us not being able to reach some of the levels of perfection in Christ that God wants us to reach and do some of the things that God wants us to do. But now God, through revelation knowledge, is putting this back together so that we can finish the job of replenishing this earth for Jesus. Praise God. It's a powerful teaching. Address and phone number on your screen. I want you to order it right away. This is something that you want to get into your spirit. If you're a king, you need this teaching because it tells you what your responsibilities are and also what help you can get from the leadership or from the pulpit to actually help you complete what God has called you to do. If you're a priest, you need the kings to be inspired. You need to speak blessings into their lives. Why? Because they're the ones that are going to get the provision for you to finish that building program or whatever you've got. You're going to find all the struggle is going to go out of your efforts once these two come together. Powerful teaching. Again, this address and phone number on your screen. I want you to order it right away. You will not be disappointed. This is one of the most powerful teachings in the body of Christ. This is it, kings and priests. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
The teaching on kings and priests is changing lives, opening doors, and prospering businesses in a way we've never seen before. Because you are listening to the priests giving us direction. As you are listening, we are going to have sweatless victory.
The kings need the priests, and the priests need the kings. For us to get the job done that God has for us to do, is that we're going to have to come together with a divine partnership.
Order your copy of Kings and Priests today, and Dr. Bill Winston will explain the biblical definition of a king and a priest, who holds the vision and who holds the provision, the purpose of the king's anointing and how it relates to the priest's anointing, and so much more.
Now I know what I've been missing as a king. Pastor, through his teachings on kings and priests, has given me a precise understanding of where I fit in the business marketplace. As I'm constantly listening to the tapes, the Holy Spirit is now leading me to the deals that have been assigned to me to complete.
God is about to speak direction and timing to the king. And God will use your priest to speak direction and timing and tell you things he hears that you can't hear yet.
To order your copy of Kings and Priests on CD, please send $24. On DVD, please send $45. And simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. There is a divine purpose for your life. Once you understand where you fit in the biblical model of kings and priests, you can boldly go forth in your unique calling. Order your copy of Kings and Priests today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on audio cassette, videotape, CD, or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Enemy knows that if you, as a saint of God, use your giftedness, you will replenish the earth. You will bring it back to former fullness.